wildly successful and were great social occasions. Why they were so successful I cannot possibly imagine, for if you or I were to have gone to one, I am sure we would have hated it. All the guests ever did was stand around, talking about the war and the trouble they were having with their servants, and how awful everybody else looked, and how boring everybody else's conversation was. I fancy the Duchess knew in her heart how hateful all the guests were, but still she threw her parties, because it was all she had to do. Now one day, in late September, when the leaves were just beginning to fall in the wood, the Duchess was out riding on the hills. It was a fine, clear afternoon, and she was thinking about what colour she ought to have her new pet dove dyed. You see, she hated it being so white, because she thought it might make her look less beautiful. The Duchess was so deep in thought that she rode further from the house than she had ever ridden before, and the servants were just about to pluck up enough courage to tell her when, quite suddenly, they found themselves at the foot of the hill, whereon grew the wood that I told you about. The Duchess had never seen the wood before, and calling to her servants to help her dismount, she demanded that she be taken to it. At this, the servants muttered to each other under their breath, but they feared the Duchess too much to disobey, so Michael, the oldest one, bowing low, said, "As your grace commands," and led the way up the hill. The other servants followed some way behind, but finding the Duchess too concerned with the wood to notice their tarrying, they halted halfway up and stood, watching in silence. The evening was drawing on now, and the wood stood quiet and beautiful, a thousand shades of gold and red. When Michael and the Duchess reached the top of the hill, they found that the wind was quite strong, murmuring through the trees and blowing dead leaves about. The Duchess stood for a moment on the edge of the wood, thinking. Then suddenly she turned to Michael. "This wood," she cried, shattering the stillness, "shall hold my next party here. It will be a Halloween party, such as none have ever seen before, and I shall invite everybody." Michael was silent. "What is it, you miserable old owl?" the Duchess cried. "Is it not a brilliant idea? Everybody else throws their parties in their grand halls. Oh, but not I. No, indeed. I shall throw my party here, in the wood on the hill. It will be the greatest celebration the crowd has ever seen."
"Tut, your grace," stammered poor old Michael, suddenly frightened, not by the Duchess, but by something much more terrible.
"You can't."
"Can't?" cried the Duchess.
"Can't?"
screamed the Duchess.
"Can't!"
exploded the Duchess.
"Why can't I?"
"Well,"
the old man halted.
"Well, because..."
"What?"
"It's haunted, ma'am."
"Haunted?"
the Duchess said quietly, her anger suddenly gone.
"Haunted?"
repeated the Duchess slowly, and looked at the wood through her spectacles, as if she were looking for the ghosts.
"Really?"
she said after a moment.
"Haunted, eh? How quaint."
Which was a very silly thing to say. But then again, as I have explained, she was a very silly Duchess.
"How quaint,"
she said again.
"Ha! I do. So, love, these peasant superstitions?"
Michael shook his head sadly, but the Duchess wasn't looking. She was far too busy talking to herself and making plans.
"It will be the social event of the decade," she said excitedly. "Everybody who is anybody will be there, and it's all so original. Nobody has ever had a ball in the middle of a wood before. I shall be the toast of society for absolutely ages. Oh, why am I so clever? It just isn't fair on the rest of the world."
She turned to Michael.
"Find the best woodcutters in the country, do you understand?"
"Woodcutters, your grace?"
"Yes, fool. I want a large clearing cut in the middle of the wood."
"What?"
cried Michael, his eyes wild with anger and fear.
"You're planning to chop down part of the wood?"
"Of course," replied the Duchess. "I'm not going to have my guests dangling from the branches like apes."
"But you can't. You mustn't. The wood isn't yours."
"Isn't mine?" the Duchess laughed. "Of course it's mine. I own all this."
"Yes,"
said Michael slowly,